for your listening pleasure here on Joe and Mackenzie. We will do the Box of Shame and schedule to perform, and by that I mean go through hell, is producer Porkchop. That will be coming up within 20 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. So, Mackenzie, you've got a girlfriend, I assume this is a girlfriend.
Yes.
And she's got a guy issue, and there could be a lot of things happening. Let's hear the story and try to figure it out.
I thought you said something that I don't know if you know. You sounded like you said. Okay.
Sorry. Whoops.
So, yeah, we were having some wine time last night.
Okay.
And as we often do, she's been dating this guy, and he's hot, and they have a good relationship for, like, a long time, almost 2 years, and was expressing to me, because I don't, like, see him around. We live in proximity, and she was like, yeah, he just never wants to spend the night over here. He, like, never stays here. I always go there.
Okay.
She doesn't have roommates or anything like that, or, you know, she has a great place by herself, but she's just like, yeah, I mean, he'll come over. But then he never actually spends the night. He spent the night like once or twice, like this past year, she said. And I think that's so bizarre. I'm like, does it bother you? She's like, no, it's just like the routine now. But it is kind of weird.
Now, how late at night does he stay? Do we have an idea about like how late he's actually staying at night?
She says sometimes they'll fall asleep and like he'll get up and go, or else he'll be like, you know, they'll watch movies and cuddle. And he's like, all right, let's pack up and go to my place. He just like he's blaming that he can't sleep well.
Okay.
Which I get. But
well, then you answered one of my questions, and maybe you didn't realize it. I at first thought maybe he's cheating on somebody else, like he's in a relationship and she's a side piece for 2 years and nobody knew the wiser. 833-563-2539 with your theory, but also maybe your observations of what you think's happening. But if he just wants to go home, this is something usually I hear women do.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a at-home pooper.
Oh.
Some people, I know, not me. I can go to the bathroom anyway. I go at work and it's disgusting. It's like a bomb went off, but I'll go to the bathroom anyway. No, it is.
We do not need that description.
I mean, I don't know how people put stuff where, like how it got there, like on the wall. But no, like some women, especially, I know, will not go to the bathroom at a guy's house. They'll go somewhere else. Maybe he's the kind of guy that, like, he doesn't want to stay the night because he knows he has to go to the bathroom. That's a whole other thing. I'll have to find out if he does that. I was going to say the other thing is maybe he's cheating. And like he has to go home to his family or his wife, but if she comes over, unless maybe the family's out of town or something like that, could that be a possibility?
I mean, it could be. And they are very sexual. So, but I'm hoping for her sake, because she's really into him, that he's not pulling anything funny. He just honestly is like, I just can't sleep and I got to be firing all cylinders for work, you know, during the week. But like on the weekends, I don't know.
What's
and he
your
does
gut?
Have a dog. So he's like, he wants to be there for his dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to let your dog out.
But she has a dog, too. So, I don't know. She's like, it's caused many arguments. But she's just like, I just don't know if this is like a deal breaker, if this is weird, or if a lot of people are in this same sitch.
Okay, 833-563-2539. They've been dating for 2 years, and he will not stay the night.
Hates it to stay at her place.
All right, we'll talk to you next. Hear your theories. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.